Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to talk about one of my favorite shapes. I don't know why I like it so much, I just do. It's called a trapezoid. I mean, I even love the name. But before we do, I need to remind you, this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay because you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and let's write our name at the top of our paper. Let's write neatly so we can read our names. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. Okay, trapezoid, boys and girls, trapezoid. It is a four-sided shape, but it looks a little wonky. It's like not a square because the sides are not all the same. And it's just fun. I don't know why I love it so much. So I want you to look at the picture at the top of your page, and I want you to look at the purse on top of the desk. Do you see the purse? I have a purse. I put all my stuff in it. Well, this purse in your picture is the shape of a trapezoid. The top of the purse, not where the handle is, across the top of the purse, is a straight line. And then there's two lines going down, but see how they're kind of like angled in? And then there's a longer bottom. That's a trapezoid. I just like the shape. So it has four sides, the little top, the longer bottom, and then the two on the sides that are in, going in. They're not straight up and down. They're moving in. Let's color that purse purple. Not the handle, just the purse part. Color it purple. We are coloring a trapezoid. Can you say trapezoid? Trapezoid. Yes. I love it. I love that name. Trapezoid. It has four sides, like a square, and like a rectangle have four sides, but it looks different, doesn't it? Take two more seconds. Two. One, we're going to leave the handle alone. Just leave it alone. All right. Now that you kind of see the shape of a trapezoid, can you find another one in our picture? You see another one in our picture? Yeah. What about the lamp? See the lamp sitting right next to the purse? That lampshade at the top is a trapezoid. So let's color the lampshade at the top of the lamp. Let's color that orange. Any kind of orange will do. We're just on the lamp on the desk next to the purse. Color that trapezoid lampshade orange. So the top part of the trapezoid and the bottom part of the trapezoid, just so you know, those lines are parallel. They're directly across from each other. They're running directly across from each other. But the two sides, they're across from each other, but because they're angled in, they're not considered parallel. That's really fancy for you to know, but I want you to know it. I do. That's what makes it a trapezoid. If you will put down your orange crayon, I want us to color the rest of the lamp. Let's color the rest of the lamp brown. Just finish coloring the lamp for me. We'll color the rest of the lamp brown. So one more thing, but I'm going to wait until we start another trapezoid to tell you that the secret. There's like kind of a little secret that I like to tell my class. Take two more seconds. Two. One. All right, let's move to the lamp on the table. All right, it's right next to the popcorn. Let's look at that lamp. Let's color that trapezoid shape, the top part of the lamp. Let's color that top part yellow. Go ahead. Color the top part yellow. So here's the little secret about a trapezoid. It is like it's a triangle, but the top is cut off. I know! That's why I like it too. It's like it used to be a triangle and someone took some scissors and just cut off the top part of the triangle. I hope I didn't hurt the triangle. That is what a trapezoid is looking like. Do you see it? It's like the top part of the triangle is missing, but it's a trapezoid. Pretty cool, huh? All right, color the rest of that lamp brown as well. The rest of the lamp brown. I can't find my brown crayon. Oh, there it is. Color the rest of the lamp brown. So a trapezoid has four sides, but the sides are not equal. The top and bottom are not equal. The sides are, those are the same size. It's just a big fat mess. That's why I like it. Put down all your crayons. Let's look for another trapezoid shape in our picture. There are a bunch of them. Yeah, what about the table that the popcorn and the lamp are sitting on? That's a trapezoid. That table is a trapezoid, except it's just turned around. The bottom part is at the top where it's super long, and then we have the short part in the front, and then the two sides are going out. See that? That table where the popcorn is sitting on is a trapezoid. Let's color the top of that trapezoid blue. The tabletop, color it blue. Any kind of blue will work. Go around the lamp and the popcorn and the flowers, but color that trapezoid blue. It's just turned around. It's kind of upside down. The point that got cut off would be right here in the front by us instead of in the back, and that's okay. You can turn a trapezoid around. All right, so we have a blue trapezoid tabletop. Four sides, top and the bottom are not the same length, but the two sides are, and trapezoid, I love it. All right, put down your blue crayon. Do you see any other trapezoid shapes in our picture? Yeah, what about the flower pot? That's a trapezoid. That's got the shape we're looking for. Let's color the flower pot, not the flowers, the flower pot. Let's do pink. Let's make a pink flower pot. That's a trapezoid shape. It's like upside down too, isn't it? Because the point would be at the bottom of the, if it had been a triangle, the point would be at the bottom. It's an upside down trapezoid, and that's okay. That's fine. The top and bottom are across from each other. They're not the same length, and then we have the two sides going out. Do you know how many corners are on a trapezoid? We'll talk about that next. Go ahead and put down your pink crayon in two. One, do you see any other trapezoids in our picture? Yeah, what about the popcorn box? That's a tall, skinny trapezoid, but it's still a trapezoid. Let's color that popcorn box red. Red, the whole box red. Yep. So how many corners does a trapezoid have? Corners are where the sides meet. Yep, one, two, three, four. Four sides on a trapezoid. Four corners. This is an upside down trapezoid too. The triangle part would be at the bottom of the popcorn box. The triangle part that got cut off. The small part of the trapezoid is on the bottom. And that's okay. Let's color the popcorn yellow. Put some butter on it. Delicious. Yum, yum, yum. So if you've done some of these activities with me, you know what the word attribute means. Attribute. What is an attribute of a trapezoid? That means tell me something special about a trapezoid. What's it like? Go ahead and put down all of your crayons. Do you see something else in our picture that has a trapezoid shape? Yeah, what about the train engine where the smoke comes out, the smokestack? Look at the big train, the big one. See where the smoke would come out if that train was working instead of just being a toy? That is a trapezoid. Do you see it? It's upside down too. The small part is on the bottom. Let's color that smokestack black. And if you don't have a black crayon, you can use your pencil. So we're coloring the trapezoid part of the smokestack black on the big train. On the big train. That's a trapezoid shape. It sure is. Okay. Now, go over to the small train and let's color that smokestack on that one black as well. That's a small trapezoid. Trapezoids can be any size, right? They sure can. Okay, put down all of your crayons. Do you see any other trapezoid shapes in our picture? Yeah, what about that lock under the table? See that big lock? Let's color that gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your pencil. I'm going to use my pencil because I've lost my gray crayon, or my box didn't come with a gray crayon. I don't know. I'm going to go with my box didn't come with one. Okay, so I'm using my pencil and it makes a really nice gray color. So we have a gray lock. That's a trapezoid where the big part is on the bottom and the small side is at the top. The sides are not equal on a trapezoid, no sir, but that is why I like it. Okay, put down all your crayons, all your pencils, and let's look at the bottom underneath the picture. There are four trapezoids for us to trace. So find a pencil and trace these neatly and go across the top and then come down the side and then go along the bottom and back up the side. That's a trapezoid. We have right side up and upside down, and it doesn't matter. A trapezoid has four sides, four corners, but the sides are not equal. Keep tracing. I'm on my third one. The top and bottom are across from each other. They're parallel. And then the sides are going in, or you could say they're going out at the bottom. However the trapezoid is set up. Okay, there's extra room next to the trapezoids. So I want you to try to draw three on your own. So make sure the top and the bottom are different sizes. And then put the sides on so that they're angling in. You can do small, upside down, you decide. But we're going to make three of them. And don't try to erase and start over and start over. Just do your very best. I think it's easy to do the top, the bottom, and then connect the sides. Top, bottom, and then connect the sides. You can do a long top, short bottom, connect the sides, or you can do a long top. Did I say that already? So maybe a short top, long bottom, and then connect the sides. Okay, three more seconds. Three, two, one. All right. Move down to where there's a bunch of different shapes. See those? There's a bunch of different shapes. We are going to color the trapezoids orange. There are four for you to color orange. Remember, trapezoids have four sides and four corners, but they are not all the same length, and we've got two of the sides angling in. Kind of look for the ones that used to kind of maybe were a triangle. It would be a triangle if we could just add the top to it or the bottom, depending on what direction the trapezoid is facing. So we have four sides, four corners, the top and the bottom, they're not equal. And the sides are angling in or out, depending on how it looks to you. Check for four sides. But be careful, there's a rectangle. It does not look like a trapezoid at all. So don't do that one. But if you do on accident, just cross it off. Okay, put down all your crayons in two, one. All right, scoot down to the very bottom. You see the lemonade stand and the kite? Look at the roof of the lemonade stand. That's what the arrow is pointing to. Which one of these, the kite or the roof of the lemonade stand, are a trapezoid? Yeah, the roof of the lemonade stand. Let's make that roof yellow, you know, for lemon, for a lemonade stand. Make it yellow. Okay, that's all we're going to color here. That's a trapezoid. Top and bottom are different lengths. The sides are angling in. Four corners. All right, put down all your crayons, scoot over. We've got a pizza and the roof of a house. Which one of those is the trapezoid? Yeah, it's just like the roof on the lemonade stand. Let's color that roof brown. Color that trapezoid brown. Just the roof of the house. At the end, if you want to come back and color some stuff, you can. And then scoot over. We've got a table and a mirror. Which one of those is the trapezoid? Yeah, the table, because we already know, because we already colored that. So let's color it blue like we did in our picture. Color the tabletop blue. The trapezoid blue. Boys and girls, you did it. You did it. You are a trapezoid expert. You know about my favorite shape now. That's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.